let's talk food. Food connects people. Food is often used as a means of retaining one's cultural identity as well. Recently, TELUS On Demand featured a docuseries called How Special. Host Jackie Kyalis visits five communities in BC and Alberta on a culinary quest to uncover the dishes at the center of the Chinese-Canadian story. She meets local historians and restaurant owners sampling staple dishes and cooking recipes. Ms. Kyalis also explores the story of her own Chinese-Canadian heritage. This past weekend, I was perusing through the South China Morning Post, and I saw a feature on the program itself and on Jackie Kyalis, and it was just a fabulous read. And I did want to speak to her this week because I grew up in the interior, and whenever you travel to small communities, there's always one Asian restaurant, and I've always wondered where do those people come from in regards to their personal story, and their story not only is small business owners, is the story of British Columbia as well. So I really wanted to speak to Jackie Kyalis, who is an author, she's a pastry chef, and she's the host of House Special. Jackie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me, what was it like meeting these owners and these workers at these restaurants in the interior?
I would say that the word would be humbling. You know, to see how hard and how many hours are put into their work. They wake up, they're the earliest people open and the latest people closed. And just to see how much passion they have for their communities as well was really humbling. Mm-hmm. So it was, genuinely very eye-opening and struck me in the heart.
How would you describe, they're hardworking immigrants. How would you describe their relationship with Chinese cuisine and Chinese food?
Well, this is the long, long debate. Is Chinese Canadian food authentic Chinese food? And I would say, it doesn't bear too much of a resemblance sometimes to the food that you might find in, greater China. Mm-hmm. But it is authentic because it is the food of people that have brought flavors with them without the necessary ingredients that they would have in their hometowns where they come from. But they find the ingredients here in Canada and they make the food that people here, the locals, would eat. And so it's this amalgamation of whatever you find locally for local palates, but with a Chinese sensibility. And so for them, they do have dreams and memories of food from home. And we in Vancouver are so lucky we can find that here. But sometimes in small towns, they just crave a really simple steamed fish and they cook that for themselves and it's not sweet and sour pork that they're craving. So there is a difference, but I wouldn't say that Chinese Canadian food is any less authentic.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about your personal story and what it was like for you on a personal level traveling to these places, meeting these people, hearing their stories and telling their story.
Well, I think for me, I was pregnant at the time, and a lot of my family history and just my roots were really coming up in my own life, and I wanted to reexamine those. And so it was the perfect timing to be able to shoot this show and to be able to go into these small communities, meet people I'd never met before, but with the same heritage as me, and realize that there are so many similarities between our cultures, such as we love each other with food, first and foremost. Or I'd go into restaurants and, the female restaurant owner would have heard that I was pregnant and they would cook me soup. And that's something that my mom would do for me. And it's a sign of love. And so it really touched me and it helped me to actually understand the love of my own mother in this context. And it also connected me back to what kind of mother do I want to be? And how do I want to connect my Chinese heritage to this child that's being born in the next generation who's one step further away from maybe the immigration story? So it was really a profound personal experience as well as, learning one.
You're doing a television production telling a story. But, when I hear you here, it's got to be an emotional experience as well because you have people who are connected to you by heritage, by food itself. And yet they're also, through this very food, telling their own immigrant story as well and the story of British Columbia, which isn't told as much as perhaps we should be telling this particular story. Was there a particular moment that was the sort of reflected the broader piece to you, or on camera or off camera, that is sort of seared in your mind?
Absolutely. There was one moment where we were at the Kelowna Heritage Museum, and there was a section where you could read some of the letters that were sent from China to men that were here just working restaurants or the railroad or whatever it was. And I read some of these letters, and I mean, we all know the story that Chinese immigrants, you know, helped build the railroad, mm-hmm. and what kind of conditions they were working in and the racism that they suffered. And I didn't actually know to what degree, because growing up, you know, I'm 43 now. So growing up, I didn't learn a lot of this, maybe 15 minutes in social studies class. Mm-hmm. So it was eye opening to me, you know, the Asian Exclusion Act, all of those things, just pieces of history. But to bring it all home, I read one letter, and the letter said, "Thank you so much for sending money." And just to put this in context, it was a guy who'd probably come here, left his family, left his wife, his children, his everything that he'd known, and probably knew he would never go home again. And his wife says, "Thanks for sending money. Please send more money because your father has passed away and we want to give him an honorable burial. Please send some money for the children's education. Hopefully one day your grandchildren will prosper." So he was not working so hard to sacrifice for himself, mm-hmm. not even for people he knew, but it was for a generation that he would never meet. And that really struck me, just the element of sacrifice. And so I understood why sacrifice is such a language of love in Asian cultures.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there are more stories to tell? I mean, in this case, you've done a 5 parts for this docuseries. I think of every small town in BC in so many ways has always had an Asian-themed restaurant. When I was growing up in the 70s and 80s in the interior, and always amazed how hardworking those people were. I mean, you could probably do many more of these stories around British Columbia. Is there any talk of doing more?
I mean, I would love to. I would drop everything in a second to be able to tell more of these stories. It was so fun to do. And Black Rhino Creative, who were the directors, producers of the show, they were amazing to work with. So we all really believe that there are more stories to tell, but you know, that's really, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But really, it's kind of a prompt to ask the local Chinese restaurant owner what their story is, I think.
Yeah, you know, I think you're absolutely right. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your time today. I really enjoyed the story. The special is called House Special, and you can watch it on TELUS On Demand. Highly recommended. It is not just a story of immigrants. It's not just a story of food, but it's also a story of British Columbia and Canada as well. Jackie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.